Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real experts and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Service Notes, a podcast where we dive into the stories, struggles, and success behind the service management world. This episode is extra special. I'm joined by Priyanka, who wears, so many hats. She is a platform architect for ServiceNow. She has years of hands-on experience. She started out her career right out of her college into a management program. Apart from technical wisdom and talent, she's also a creative soul, a painter, and I was totally blown away by the work which I saw. So if you're following us on YouTube, you'll be able to see that. Her journey is full of bold moves, unexpected turns, and moments of growth that will resonate with anyone who has ever doubted themselves or have dared to dream big. In these episodes, we are going to be talking about her career path, her love for building meaningful community, and dive into the art of creating a balance between creativity and career. So grab your drink, let's get this started, because I guarantee you, this is the one you would want to come back and listen to it again and again. So let's welcome Priyanka. Do you have any personal mantra or philosophy that keeps you motivated and focused?
So I think the mantra that I have is to, it's a very smallest unit of thing, that just doing your job well, it's like whatever it is that you're doing, maybe there is a notebook on the floor, you're taking it and keeping it on the desk. It's a very small task, but you're doing it the best way that you can do. And I think I learned it, maybe because I would have seen, an early mentor in my life doing that, my parents or somebody. Later in my life, I realized that really helps. And that is something that I still practice. Like I enjoy it. I think that's why this is my mantra, for right. Other people it could be different.
No, that's a good one. But when you are with people who are not doing it well, how do you cope with that?
So, it's more about how I have done before.
Uh-huh.
And how I can do better of that. And I'll be honest, it's not that the comparison and everything was not there. But of course, with time, you learn that you learn to pick and choose what actually helps. So okay. If there is a certain way of thinking or a certain way of comparison that's not really helping you, maybe you'll not know it initially, but in 2, 3, 4 years, you'll learn that, this is a pattern. I do this always. So I'll rather stick to what I do and then try to do better there.
Now, given that you started your background in developer space, okay, how did you get the process knowledge? Because what I find in my field is when I go to do consulting, and may it be ServiceNow, may it be Zendesk, may it be Freshdesk, whatever it is, when I talk to a developer and say, like, incident process works like this, have this out of the box. Look, this dev. I'm like, no, you're not listening to me. This is the definition. This is what I want. Like, how did you transition? Like, how do you apply that in your workplace?
So I think, for a few of the processes, if you look for it, the best practices are defined. Like ITIL is for ITSM.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have something out there, which is like a best practice, which is defined from practices all over the world. But for other things, I think you learn it over time as you work with different teams. Like people like you said, right? I mean, the key here is to listen to your customer. Because if you work, let's say, for example, HRSD, if you have worked with 3 or 4 different customers, you would know. And then amongst 3 or 4 customers, you would notice that there are a few things that everyone repeats. And that's your best practice, right? Because that's common.
Maybe not.
Yeah. That can at least have like a thin baseline for you. Right. And then there are, things here and there. But again, it's, as you said, the key is to listen and then to understand what exactly suits to them. And then, you know, provide that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's a very good point. Yeah. Listening to your clients is the best thing. Yeah. Okay. My next question is, what advice would you give those who are new to technology career now, or they might be considering a career in IT? What would you tell them?
I would say, you know, the first thing, as much as doom scrolling and everything is now omnipresent, but at the same time, we cannot deny it. That's the world we live in. So, yeah. Of course, do it in moderation. But I would say being active on LinkedIn, it has really helped me a lot. And I started doing it at 8th or 9th year of my career.
Okay.
So imagine somebody doing it at the first year of their career. A lot of times, you know, it's about knowing that there is something out there to achieve. People don't even know. So that knowledge comes when you are active on a place like this. And I would also say, you know, figure out what are all the tech events happening in your city. Okay. And at the very beginner level, it doesn't have to be ServiceNow. You know, I also hosted a ServiceNow developer meetup, and I am a regular in the ServiceNow developer scene, a meetup scene in Bangalore. So I met a guy over there who goes to the Google meetups, who goes to all the Microsoft meetups, and who goes to all the ServiceNow meetups, all this AWS meetups. Now imagine, even if he doesn't know everything, of course he doesn't know everything, but the know-how that he has of all the things, when you're 12, 13 years ahead in your career,
right,
you wouldn't need to know everything. You just would need to know which tool does what or which service does what. So yeah. I would say being present on LinkedIn and attending all these meetups and tech events early in your career. So if you go to their page, if you follow them on LinkedIn, see them, subscribe them, you'll get the emails, and then you go there. And, you know, when you are in a meetup, really use your time.
Yeah.
So I've seen both kind of audience. Somebody who comes in a meetup, but they're sitting at their desk and, you know, absorbing the knowledge. Or you make it a point, you know, before going out from the house, that I'll talk to everybody who's there in the meetup. You know, we call it like a standing lunch.
Right.
Because you can go to table hopping. So you can go to every table and talk to people. So that's your time. And that has really helped me. Now, if you want a referral to a certain team, if you know somebody, even in that capacity, I think it, you know, comes down again to kind of it's small talk, I know, but that really helps. So I think these are the things that I started very late, but if somebody can start really early in their career, it's going to be great for them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what they say, it's better now than never, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. And, you know, I guess when we were starting out our career, sounds like similar time we started the career. I don't think these things were obviously visible, you know, I suppose when I was in India, like getting an email was like not something my college offered. But as I can imagine, all my peers here who were studying, they had email. And what was that page? I think there was another page before Facebook, MySpace.
Yes.
So, you know, they had all this one. Right. So, I think I agree with you on that. Like, yes, take time out to network, know people, and stay active on LinkedIn, especially for your profession. I think that's super important. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.